Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons. It's been a fun week. Between the Patriots' success, all that is Bill Belichick, I thought we would be missing something with the Red Sox out, but
Bruins,
suddenly the Bruins are here
Bruins
and they're winning.
Filled that space.
Yeah, that filled that void quite nicely.
It's been a really good week. It's been a really good few weeks, I think.
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
It's fun to be talking fun sports, relevant sports.
No doubt.
Like, we are nowhere near, well, Dan has talked about draft picks and tanking for the Bruins, but...
Yeah, but I'm a dork. That's just what I do. Yeah.
Right. But, you know...
How's that looking? Cold takes, 2-0.
Cold takes. You better take that victory lap now before they go on like a 5-game losing streak.
Serious.
Yes, Diz?
And what else happened this week?
That's right. Oh. It's been a good week for us, a bad week for them, and
David
everything
Ortiz
in between.
Rubbing it in Jeter's face. That was getting any better than that?
Can we?
You know what, though? That means the rivalry's back on then, right? I mean, we got all this smack talk.
Sort of.
No?
It's kind of sad that they're mocking each other as they watch other teams advance deeper in the playoffs.
Yeah, fair.
Like, they both got eliminated. But you're right. At least they're back in the postseason to be eliminated.
And it feels as if the Red Sox are going to be here, knock on wood, fast for a while.
Yes. Yes, Dan Ball?
Wasn't the rivalry, is it the best it's been in, what, probably since they made the playoffs in 2021?
When absolutely.
That wild card
game? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
We experienced it, Bragg, when we were there for that Friday, and it was at a level that I'm assuming we haven't seen in a couple years.
For sure.
We kind of pink-hatted it. We all stood up when Judge hit a home run.
Well, I wanted to make sure it was going over. I couldn't see. I was like, is that thing going over?
That's right.
Andy was standing up in front of you, and it's hard to see over him.
No, it isn't, actually. While we're talking about New York, real quick, before we get into the pick six, do we like Cam Scataboo or no? Because I don't really, and I feel like I'm on an island here.
You're shortest.
Which is
weird.
He just seems kind of like a dink.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of show there, Jim Hero. I don't know. Something about him rubs me the wrong way. Dan Ball, you like him?
I mean, I like the way that he's producing for the Giants. I can understand why you're... Didn't we know that about him in college?
Yes.
When he was like throwing up on the sideline, then coming back in, and I'm stunned that you don't like him.
I am a little bit too, and this
that
is why
is,
I brought
this guy,
exactly.
If I saw it, name an athlete that Andy Hart loves.
Okay. It's the overachiever. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
like, didn't expect him to be there.
Not like him? This is why I'm bringing it to you guys, because I had that same feeling. I should love this guy, and yet I don't.
Because you feel there's not an authenticity to him.
He feels a little fraudulent.
It feels fraudulent to you.
Yeah. Like, also, did you see him freaking out? We talked about the fumbles, and he was like yelling, can I get some new effing gloves? He was like blaming the gloves or something.
Oh, that's
fumbled.
Not cool, man.
I don't know. There's little things I don't like. And also the shirt ripping off for like week six? I mean, it's one thing if you win a championship
What do you mean he ripped the shirt off?
Post game last night with Ryan Fitzpatrick, they ripped each other's shirts off and were celebrating with no shirts on national TV.
Okay, all right.
You know what he does, too? When he scores a touchdown, Teddy, you'll love this. The Joe Milton backflip.
Yeah.
He's
strong arm backflip.
He's a flipper when he scores a touchdown.
Maybe he just knows his window's small and he's got to make it you know, as much as he can, build his brand.
The way he plays, the window is small. You're talking about a short career. He gets he gives a lot of hits, but he takes a lot of hits too. Yeah. It's not a lot of wear and tear left on that at a young age.
I'm going to reserve opinion on that. I'm not.
That's not true. I need black. I need white. Is it you like or you dislike? That's all you can choose. It's A or B.
The binary. World is full of gray, bud. Full of gray.
All right. There's no gray area when it comes to our pick six. We stink, so roll the intro.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game.
Let's go!
Positive energy. We need good picks for a good week. Here on the Pick 6 on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, it may or may not have been a 1-5 week with Ted Johnson putting the team on his broad shoulders last week. Yes, Ted Johnson leads with a 4-1 record through 5 weeks. I was told that was a fluke last segment, but that is not
proof
the case.
Proof is in the pudding.
I am 3-2. The rest of the group collectively sitting at 1-4. So some contributions from Andy, Fitzy, Stiz, and Brian this week would be lovely. Andy, your pick for week number 6.
Starting to see part of the problem for me. I often go on ESPN, and the number they give me when I go down their schedule and pick my game is usually different than the number you have in the spreadsheet here.
It's my fault that you're 1-4.
So I will take the Broncos, except when I picked them this morning, they were laying 6.5 points at the Jets. You have them laying 7.5 points at the Jets. That seems like, in the National Football League, a very critical point there that I'll be laying, but I think the Jets will be laying eggs. I think Aaron Glenn stinks. I think that team is a debacle. And I don't love Bo Nix, but I'll lay the 7.5 against the Jets. I'm mostly picking against the Jets more than I'm picking for the Broncos.
They are surprisingly positive, though, about them. I see nothing but I like where we're at. I like the direction that we're headed from Aaron Glenn and company. That's one of the more positive 0-5 teams I feel like I've seen in recent memory.
The happiest 0-5 team ever.
Yeah, there you go. He'll be happy looking for a job at the end of this year.
Do you guys remember his tenure, just how it started there as a D coordinator with the Detroit Lions?
No.
It was not good.
No.
Aaron's a great guy. Super guy. And he was a hell of a player. I don't know if he's cut out for this job. I really don't.
Doesn't look it so far.
No. I don't think the Jets have a takeaway all season. I think they're the only team that doesn't have a takeaway. Unless they did in this last game.
That makes me feel better then. Go Broncos. Let's go.
I was told Sauce Gardner was the best corner in the league by Jets fans. But that's okay. We'll leave that one there. All right, so Andy has the Broncos. We'll get a more uniform way of the specific lines off air. But for the way that I put together the Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial six-way parlay, I had them at -7.5. Nick Fitzy Stevens has jumped out for the day and the weekend. He has the Lions +2.5 against the Chiefs. Ted, you wanted to make that pick, so what allured you to the what drew you to the Lions?
Oh, you know, just their dominance.
Yeah,
I mean they lead the league in points per game. I don't know. They're playing with a swagger. They got a lot of confidence. They lost both their coordinators, but that seems to have motivated them. I think they're playing great on both sides of the ball. I really do. So they're vibing, man. And I just think the Lions are probably the chalk to win the Super Bowl now that the Buffalo Bills got beat.
I also just noticed the Chiefs seem like they have a hard schedule. Every week I feel like there's a good team playing the Chiefs. And I know they're losing, but they have the opposite of the Patriots schedule. It seems like every team they play is good, just better than good.
Yeah, and even the teams that you looked at the beginning of the year that were supposed to be bad teams, like, I mean, I didn't think Jacksonville was going to be great, but they came in and brought the fight to him. So we'll see what they have as both the Chiefs and the Eagles are going through their struggles right now. So Fitzy had the Lions covering it +2.5 on the road against the Chiefs. That's the Sunday night football game this week. Ted, you were not able to pick the Lions, so you chose who this week?
It was perfect. I didn't really want to pick the Lions. I was just kidding. Kind of like last week.
And 2 weeks ago.
Just read the text chain, Ted. So what do I got? I got the Browns and the Steelers game, and the Steelers are favored by 6.5 points. Why do I pick the Steelers in this one? Well, because the Browns picked up a new quarterback this week, Joe Flacco. What are they doing to my boy Shadir? He should be playing, damn it. No, he really shouldn't be, honestly.
Wait, didn't Joe Flacco go to the Bengals?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Didn't he? Oh, he left the Browns.
He left the Browns to go to the Bengals.
It's the Dylan Gabriel show,
it's
baby.
It's the Dylan Gabriel show. So forget what I said about Joe Flacco right there. He has now moved on to the Bengals. What I wanted to say is that the Browns have gone on the road. You see their schedule the last few weeks? They had to go on the road to play the Lions. They got beat 34-10. They had to go to London to play the Vikings. They lost 21-17. They got to go on the road to play the Steelers. They're going to lose this game, and they're going to lose by more than a touchdown. That's why I got the Steelers winning this game. I mean, three road games in a row like that?
Look at you trusting Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
You kidding me? At home against a team that's been on the road three times in a row, and then in the last week's game was against the Vikings. Mm. On the road in London. Mm. Well, that's too many road games in a row.
Okay.
That does not bode well for the Browns.
Yeah, especially when you mix a trip overseas amidst all that. That's a lot that they're going to have to deal with. Okay, so we have the Browns, the Lions, and the Steelers so far as we hand it back behind the glass to my man Stiz, who had a couple different picks of his taken before he could finally land on the one that he was going with. What'd you land on there, Stiz?
That's all right, Dan. I'm a football savant, and so I'll make it work.
It doesn't matter what game.
That's right. So the Titans, they're at the Raiders. I'm going to be taking the Raiders. They're -4.5. Both teams, 1-4. Now, I did pick this game before I knew that tight end Brock Bowers is going to be out for the Raiders, but that's okay.
He actually picked this game before he knew who Brock Bowers was.
And I don't know who that is.
But here's a cut. So the Raiders, they're home, so that's going to work well. They're a four-game losing streak, so that's bound to snap. They're bound to snap that four-game losing streak. And the number one reason I think the Raiders are going to win is because they beat Drake May and the Patriots, who I'm told is a top 10 quarterback in this league. So have no fear. Raiders to cover and win.
Nice. Okay.
Funny, you know, ever since the Raiders have lost, what, four in a row?
Yeah.
You haven't heard much about Tom Brady calling Chip Kelly and talking to Pete.
All that inside info not really working very well for them.
Not working.
They need to cheat better.
Oh, that's right. That's my other reason, the bonus reason, Brady.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you're a Brady guy now? I thought you were a Belichick guy.
I'm a home team or no team.
He's a Patriots guy is who he is.
Thank you, Dan Ball.
So you're Kraft.
Just try to pin something on him. You'll get something to stick. Brian Frizzoco, who's running the Twitch and the socials right now, has the Cowboys covering -3 against the Panthers. I couldn't believe the line was that small after the way the offense balled out last week, but that's what Frizzoco has. And then I have the Colts covering -7 at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals picked up two wins against the two of the worst teams in the league in the Panthers and Saints to begin the year. They haven't been great since. Colts are 3-0 at home. Jonathan Taylor is having a career season on the ground. Daniel Jones, a career resurgence as the quarterback of the Colts.
And the Colts defense is balling out too, man.
I know.
They're third in points allowed. They only allow 17 points a game, the Colts. So they got it going on both sides of the ball, man.
They gave up 8 to the Dolphins, 28 to the Broncos, 20 to the Titans, 27 to the Rams, and then 6 to the Raiders. So a couple of really strong showings against bad teams. I think the Cardinals are considered a bad team, so I'm riding with Colts -7. So our picks for this week, the 6 teams that we're riding with, the Broncos, they take on the Jets in London. The Lions, they're on the road against the Chiefs Sunday Night Football. The Steelers at home against the Browns. Colts at home against the Cardinals. Raiders at home against the Titans and the Cowboys on the road against the Panthers. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial Six-Way Parlay for the Pick 6. $10 wins you $455.96. That's a plus 4459 parlay. Or, in Andy's case, $2 is given to the sportsbook of his choice.
Also, $2, but wait till Sunday, generally, before you place your parlay pick, because you can usually get a profit boost, which won't matter when you lose, but if you ever do win, it would be nice to get even more profit on your bet.
Just help you. Can you do a 2-game parlay where you just pick Dan and my games?
Wow, this guy getting cocky, huh?
I know. Might actually win you some money on the show if you do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.